Natalie George Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the programme. It's Wednesday, the 26th of February. This morning, there's criticism for Suffolk's Mental Health Trust. We hear from the union Unison next. More support is made available in the county for sufferers of post-traumatic stress disorder.
I had a breakdown at work. I lost my job. I changed my job, went to the doctors. They just put me on tablets.
And we find out why maths experts are working out the sums at the Port of Felixstowe.
The Italy George Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Now, the Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation NHS Trust, which looks after mental health care across the two counties, has been ranked as one of the worst trusts of its kind in the country in its most recent staff survey, according to the union Unison. The survey, which was conducted last year, shows that almost half of the staff surveyed have witnessed potentially harmful errors or near misses in the previous 12 months. Emma Corlett is Unison's branch spokesperson and joins us now. Emma, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ashley.
How worried are you by the results of this survey, then?
We're worried, but not surprised. This is an annual survey that's carried out by the Department of Health of all NHS trusts across the country. We've obviously particularly looked at how we compare with the other 57 mental health NHS trusts, and sadly, the answer to that was badly.
Now, I'm looking at a graph, a pictorial representation of the results of this survey, where basically an exclamation mark is a point of concern. So it's a sort of bar graph as to how well we're doing compared to the previous year. And essentially, there is an exclamation mark against most, not all, but most of those bars. So that's indicating that in all the areas surveyed, most of them are a cause for concern.
Yeah, most of them are a cause for concern. We finished second bottom or fourth worst in many of the areas, but this pretty much matches up with the concerns that that staff have been raising for well over a year. And I think it just goes to show the impact of the cuts. The trust has obviously had a 20% reduction in its budget. We've got 51% of our staff saying they've suffered work-related stress. 68% are regularly working extra hours. I think that goes to show how hard people are trying to cover up this reduction in resources. That is just not sustainable. And if you've got staff, a workforce who are stressed, who are regularly working extra hours, 41% has witnessed harmful errors, near misses or incidents. That's compared to only 26 nationally. That is a situation that just isn't sustainable. You know, patients rely on staff. If they don't have the resources that they need and they themselves are stressed, that is going to have a direct impact on the quality of care that people are able to offer and the service that people are getting, or in some cases, unfortunately, not getting.
How representative do you believe the survey is? After all, there are 850 surveys sent out, only 350 responses. 500 people didn't respond.
I think that goes to show how little time people have, and I've spoken to some colleagues who did get the survey. It's quite a comprehensive survey, as you can understand, and a lot of people said, I just haven't got the time to sit down and fill it in. We did have a fairly average response rate compared to other mental health trusts, but this is a survey that's carried out by the Department of Health. It's a standardised survey. It's kind of carried out against NHS trusts across the whole country, and this is nationally accepted as being a very good benchmark as to what's going on in NHS trusts. So I think it is definitely a reliable survey and gives a good snapshot. Actually, Unison's own survey that we carried out that closed ended on the 14th of February. We're still analysing all of that data. So our survey was carried out more recently, and our results show that actually things are worse than this survey that was carried out towards the end of last year.
Now, I'll be speaking to the trust themselves later on in the programme, so I'll put some of your points to them. What do you need to see happen now then as a union, do you think?
I think with some things, the trust hands are tied. For us, the most concerning thing is that we've not had one single Suffolk Member of Parliament have an opinion about the impact of these cuts. If this was happening in accident and emergency services or in cancer services, I don't think for one minute these MPs would be staying quiet. So is this an issue of stigma? Why is it that our local representatives seem to be completely silent about what is happening in mental health services before their eyes?
All right, well, let's see what their response to that will be. I'm sure they're listening this morning. Emma, thanks for joining us. Emma Corlett there, who's from the Union Unison. As I say, the Trust coming onto the programme after 8 o'clock. We'll put those points to them. But if any of the Suffolk MPs are listening, I know you are, then get in touch with your thoughts.